Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on Old Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today, I'd like you to meet a 15-year-old high school sophomore. She's Jenny Yu. Jenny is one of the winners of a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert. This year's event, held May 9th in Portland, features 9 young musicians. And every Saturday leading up to the concert, we'll be meeting each of the young participants. Jenny Yu is the second in the series of the 9 profiles this spring. One thing I love about Jenny's story is that she came to her love of classical music in a slightly non-traditional way.
I started when I was 7, and my parents just asked me, hey, do you want to play the piano? I was like, sure. I really didn't know what I was doing. And I think at first I started because I was skating at the time. Skating was my very first extracurricular activity.
Ice skating?
Yeah. And I kind of just treated it as, I'll just learn music so I can develop my musicality for skating and musical interpretation and like feeling as a person. And it really wasn't more than that for the first maybe 2 years or so. And then I think music, piano, like started growing on me a little bit, and I started doing like classical festivals and things like that. And as I did more and more of those, I think that's when I really started feeling like music is less of just something to support my skating, but more of something that I want to do.
And yeah. Are they of equal weight in your life now?
I would say music is probably a little bit more. Not that I don't like skating as much. It's just it's harder to find time. Huh. So I think right now I like them more equally, but I will focus on music more.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. But you've had, as I understand, a pretty successful skating career. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I started out as, we call them freestyle skaters. So I jumped and I spin in singles. And then when I was 13, I started doing something called solo ice dance. It's like ice dance you see on TV, like no jumps or anything, but I don't have a partner. So I started doing that. And so I've so far been able to qualify for nationals every year I've done it.
Wow. So, and have you?
Yeah, I've medaled 4 times as well. Yeah.
National medalist.
Yeah.
Ice skater in ice dancing.
In ice dancing.
Wow. And so do you pick classical pieces to dance to?
I try. I skated to the Nutcracker 1 year.
Aww.
But it's kind of hard for me because judges like really steady rhythm. And so a lot of classical music, the more famous ones, I think, are Scheherazade is used a lot. But the ones that I usually choose have a lot of rubato in it. And so, yeah, sometimes it's hard to get it across the judges sometimes. But I try my best and pick as much classical music as I can.
When you aren't able to find something to skate to in the classical world, what do you choose instead?
I usually go to movie soundtracks. I'm very expressive. And so I think another thing about movie soundtracks for me is that if I can put myself into a character's shoes, it helps me interpret the music.
You said something when we started going down this path of ice skating that you started studying music because you felt it would improve the musicality or something of your skating. Mm-hmm. Did you find that to be true?
Definitely. And oftentimes, like, it's, knowing the music, sometimes I pick up things a little bit faster, especially when I'm getting things choreographed. And they choreograph something without the music just to see how it, like, looks on me first. But when they add the music, I'm able to find, I have this long movement and there's a big crescendo in the music, so probably that matches with this like movement, and it's really helped me a lot. Yeah.
So you've become a better skater because of music.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can see how one goes one way, but how have you become a better musician because of skating?
I think it more is more on the technical side, because on the skating, they're very strict on rhythm. And sometimes I let myself get carried away too much with rubato, and sometimes I'll start the piece with one tempo and end up like with a completely different tempo. And I was like, okay, I have to, like, I can do rubato, but maybe keep it in, like, keep it to a certain point.
Yeah. Do you find that it's easy to get carried away with music, to have it kind of whisk you away emotionally?
Definitely. Music is something that I feel like it's, when I was little, it was just, I liked listening to myself play. I thought I sounded great. But now I would say music is like a friend or like a companion, because I feel like sometimes I'm trying to express something and words just aren't enough. And sometimes through music, I feel like I can get my point across. And also when I've had an emotional day, I can always just, you know, even if I'm going to play like Rachmaninoff, if I'm really mad or if something like that, like I can use music to kind of just let my emotions out.
That is 15-year-old Jenny Yu, one of the 9 winners of a spot on this year's Metro Arts Young Artist Concert, which will be held May 9th in Portland's Lincoln Hall. Every Saturday between now and then, we'll be meeting each of the 9 participants right here on deck with young musicians. And hey, by the way, I want to let you know that I've posted a few videos of Jenny's ice dancing at our website, allclassical.org. She is an astonishingly gorgeous skater, so do check out those videos. They're posted under the programs section of our website, allclassical.org. I'm Crystal Wessel. You are listening to On Deck with Young Musicians, supported in part by YMA, Young Musicians and Artists, offering a residential summer arts program at Salem's Willamette University. They teach leadership skills with programs in music, theater, visual arts, dance, and creative writing. And there's more information at the Young Musicians and Artists website, ymainc.org. Well, so far in our conversation with Jenny Yu, we've been talking about her skating and her piano playing. But what we haven't mentioned is that she is also a violinist in the Portland Youth Philharmonic. Which came first, piano or violin?
Piano.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I started violin in 6th grade. So fairly late. I started when I was 12, and I wasn't very serious about it until maybe I was almost 14.
But it sounds like you're pretty good at it if you're in the you're in the top orchestra at PYP.
Yeah.
Huh. Is it that violin is still a secondary instrument to you?
Right now. Well, now I think they're both pretty even.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I definitely, violin and piano, I think, in some ways go hand in hand. So I think playing piano benefits me for violin, and playing violin also benefits me for piano as well. Between, like, right now, these three, violin, piano, and skating, I think it's because they're all, in a sense, interconnected, and each aspect of each part of my activities kind of mesh together in the end to kind of bring music really alive for me. Sometimes, like, when I'm playing music, and I really don't know how I would interpret a certain part, sometimes I would really think, well, if I were to skate do this, what would my movement be? And then I would go from there and think, and if my movement was this, what kind of sound would match this kind of movement? And then from there, I can slowly build it up into something that I like how it sounds.
Okay, so piano, violin, skating. Do you have any free time?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
And yeah, so I usually in my free time, I like to say I like cooking a lot. Yeah, and I think that also ties into I want to be a nutritionist or a dietitian when I grow up.
Really?
Yeah, so that's kind of cooking kind of allows me to. But in a sense, I feel like cooking is also its own art form. Depending on how you like things to taste, you can kind of change it up a bit. And then my favorite part is like plating.
Really?
So you can plate stuff too.
The art of it.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. So where did this interest in nutrition come from?
Food, really. I just like food. And then being an athlete, I think you kind of have to, you can't just eat cake all the time. But sometimes I'm like, well, what if I made cake healthy? And what if I didn't put as much sugar in it and added this instead? Maybe that means I can eat cake more. So things like that. Yeah, it just kind of started.
So you said you want to be a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean at some point you're going to abandon skating and abandon music?
Skating is a bit hard because it's a sport and it's a very age-limiting sport. Usually the top athletes once you reach 20, you're pretty much done. But music is definitely something that I want to carry on my whole life. I think it's right by this point, I can't be separated. Like, it's something that I like to think of as water. You can go a day without drinking water, but you won't feel very good. And also, it's the more you drink, kind of like, I think for people who don't drink that much water, it's kind of like tasteless. But I think if you drink it enough, there's like some hint of sweetness in it, and it kind of tastes good. So I think music is kind of like that. So I mean, I can go a day. If I'm really busy with school, I can maybe go a day without music. But I think in the end, it's always something that it's like essential to me that I have to go back to it. Yeah.
I love that. That's 15-year-old pianist, violinist, and ice dancer, Jenny Yu. Jenny will be playing Bach at the piano in the Metro Arts Young Artist Debut Concert on May 9th. And between now and then, we'll be meeting the other Metro Arts winners. So please join me every Saturday between now and then as we get to know these exceptionally talented young musicians. I'm Krista Wessel. This has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And I want to remind you that every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So, to hear this episode again, or to see videos of Jenny ice dancing, and she is a gorgeous skater, you can really see how her musicality has made her a 4-time national medalist. You can head to allclassical.org to see those videos, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org, Programs, and then On Deck. And I thank you for joining me today, and I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.